This is J.D. Doyle, bringing you in part two of Queer Music Heritage, a very special and very, very rare concert recording. It was recorded in June of 1979 by folk musicians Charlie Murphy and Chris Tanner. They had met the previous year while participating in the historic album Walls to Roses. I did an in-depth show about that in September 2008, packed full of interviews and information. The cassette tape was released by a small San Francisco label called Ravenshead in a series they called Gay Voices on Tape. And it is interesting that at the beginning of the tape, before the concert starts, is a 12-minute interview with the two artists. So to me, this is quite special, capturing instant history. In the concert, there are 10 songs, some by Charlie Murphy, some by Chris Tanner, and some by both. And 6 of them were never released in any other form anywhere else. To me, it's a queer music collector's dream. Here's Steve O'Neill interviewing Chris and Charlie.
On June 15, 1979, Charlie Murphy and Chris Tanner gave a concert at the Women's Building in San Francisco. The concert was titled Faggot Brothers of the Moon, taken from one of the songs of that evening. This concert was one of several given on a cross-country tour. But first, I'd like to play an interview recorded earlier that day with Charlie and Chris.
Yeah, how did you folks meet each other?
In Cambridge, Mass, when we came to work on the Walls to Roses Songs of Changing Men album.
You met there?
Mm-hmm.
That was about when?
August.
Of this last year?
Yeah.
I haven't even been here.
Last August.
Oh.
You know, I was so delighted to find another faggot identified cultural worker, somebody that I shared, you know, what felt like, you know, some good common ground politically with, and I was just attracted to Chris. Was a real strong sissy in the group, and I just felt personally really supported by him at that time, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to play and interact. I mean, like, that whole recording process was a mess in terms of there was just no time to breathe. It was either rehearsal or in the studio or sleeping. And so when it was all over, we had time to go have lunch together in Boston. And that was the first time, you know, we ever, like, really sat down and just spent time together talking about what we were doing and some of our hopes for the future and stuff like that. So then we kept in contact after that ended.
How did you actually get into performing together?
We did a concert with Joanna Kasdan, a feminist singer. She has a couple albums. In Olympia. And the three of us each did, like, our own section of music. And then we did a few songs together. That was, like, our first time really performing together.
Was that at Evergreen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how has it been traveling together, performing?
We've been together since Chris came to Philadelphia May 15th, and we did a concert together there, and one in Baltimore, and then one in Portland. So, well, we've been together almost, it'll be almost a month now. And it's been, traveling is not an easy thing, period. You know, traveling, you know, moving in and out of different groups, and we've just had a lot to get together all at once. In terms of working up material to do together in concerts and just finding out more about who each other is and surfacing some differences and learning together about how to deal with those. And it's felt, that part has felt like a struggle, and it's felt good. I mean, that's the kind of thing that builds a strong, you know, clear connection. And that's the kind of work that needs to be done for any kind of, like, ongoing stuff. So we faced into some stuff together. And it's been fun singing together. You know, I feel like we're getting much more comfortable with that. You want to talk about that some?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we're finally seeing the reality of our fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go off, make music together, and travel around the country. And it's hard. And it's also, we really don't know each other that well. And we're, like, getting to know each other through the process. And we haven't had time to really just spend time together, getting to know each other as people that much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in the midst of rehearsing and music and traveling, it's like we're developing that relationship, and relationships are hard.
Sometimes. You consider yourselves lovers as well as performers?
No.
The question is.
Really?
You mean, like, do we have sex together? The same ideas. And so, you know, in that terms, I guess we are.
So you're basically trying to get away from a couple of...
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's interesting. I mean, that doesn't go through my mind lots of times that that's what people would assume, that we're lovers driving around together singing together.
Well, it's a nice fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a fantasy that a lot of people have.
Like, oh, yeah, wait till we sing "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow."
Really?
Oh, that's going to be
I have
trip.
To make that clear.
Right.
I'm looking for a husband.
We'll have a position paper on our relationship. Yeah. One of the things that we're doing is, as well as traveling together, doing concerts together, rehearsing songs together and stuff like that, is that we formed a production company called Good Fairy Productions.
Uh-huh.
And so we're also like dealing with a lot of future stuff.
Well, what we want to do is like have people from all over the country in different cities all be part of Good Fairy Productions. Mm-hmm. And set this whole network up and send this tape to all of those people.
Okay.
But we're just like meeting those people as we travel and finding people that are interested in going to keep working on it. And also not just for ourselves to do, like, right. Concert circuits, but for other people, like gay poets and theater companies and other musicians and stuff can also get in kind of on the circuit that we're trying to set up.
It's funny. I mean, like, it feels like that there's an intense kernel of interest in this sort of stuff everywhere we go, but it's not a pervasive thing. In other words, that there's a few people, sometimes one or two, that have an understanding from the beginning, like of what some of the vision is. But it's like we're, you know, part of it is holding out a vision of what we mean by faggot culture and an alternative cultural sharing network. And it's like we have to open up space for people even to begin to imagine that, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, just feel like, well, these are the only alternatives that we have.
You mean like bars and disco?
Yeah.
And like
whatever.
What do you consider the focus of your music?
I consider the focus of my music trying to connect the oppression of gay people and my own oppression as a gay person to the oppressions of women and people of color and old people and young people. Mm-hmm. and doing that by being a very out and sissy faggot man. And I mean, I don't just sing gay songs. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have very few songs that are really gay songs. I sing lots of other stuff, but it's real important to me to present an image of a gay person on stage and in life that is singing and talking about, mm-hmm. you know, black prisoners and the mm-hmm. Chicanos, United Farm Workers, and all the different issues that are nuclear power and stuff.
That's an important focus for me, too, is to connect the oppressions. And, you know, that was something that happened to me through a process of coming out and was understanding how gay oppression is connected with stuff that various groups of people in this country and around the world are trying to deal with. And so part of it is you know, politically to show the connections and to also express my experience and feelings as a gay person. And also, too, to hold, through music, to hold out a vision of what we could move towards. And I think we need to be doing both. I think we need to be singing songs which express our experience now and talk about the problems that we all face and lend solidarity to struggling against those, and also try and encourage people to hold out a vision of where we want to move towards, because unless we do that, we won't get there. And so part of it's that. From another important focus for me musically is songs which deal with the planetary crisis, the ecological crisis, the destruction of the biosphere, something that concerns me a whole lot. Because, you know, I want a planet to be gay on. So that's been another important focus for me.
Do you think that there's a certain amount of oppression from the gay community about you, around you, being sissy identified? Do you think there's mm-hmm. a problem for gay men, especially yeah. dealing with those images and those feelings?
It's a very complicated question for me. Because one thing that I don't like about being in San Francisco, oh please, people are going to hear this, is the real division between sissy and butch. And the way, I mean, the Castro clone, you know. I mean, there is an image there that I don't like. There is an image in Castro, and there is this butchness, and I, you know, I get treated really weird by some of those men when I walk out there, you know, because I don't look like what they want or whatever. But I also don't want to put them down. You know, when thousands of people came out into the street about the Dan White decision, it was men in leather and the Castro clones, you know, wearing their alligator t-shirts and everything. I mean, it was everybody together.
I guess for me, it's a problem in terms of like striking a balance too, because I think it's real important to build solidarity among all gay people, and to, you know, the more that we can, you know, unearth a common bond, you know, the better for all of us, because we have to pull, because, you know, the system's not going to fight to help us survive. We have to do it for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And it's, for me, it's part of it is striking. I'm clear where my values are around a lot of that stuff, and I don't relate a whole lot to butch identified men, whether they be gay or straight. So for me, it's a striking the balance between affirming sissy identified selves and creating a space where we can come together and support one another and reaching out beyond ourselves.
What do you want to do in the future? What are your fantasies?
To be Holly Meir. I want to be Holly Meir, and he was going to be Chris Williams.
I don't think I look like that.
Actually, I usually wear Margie Adam drag when I perform. It's really funny to have all these women who are like my heroines, you know.
Really?
And I want to look like them, but when I look like them, they're like wearing men's clothes and so on. Anyway, it's funny. Oh, the future.
What I want to do in the near future, like I'll be, when I get back to Philadelphia, I'll be moving to Seattle. Pack up and move, and I want to like take a month off and cool out, because I've been working hard and doing lots of things. And after that, I want to put a whole lot of energy into getting a working music collective together. I want to be working with other musicians and working on the larger network for cultural events that we're talking about. And yeah, I want to continue working with Chris on developing Good Fairy and working together musically. And that's a whole lot of visions for the future.
Yeah, I have a lot of the same stuff. I want to put a lot of energy into Good Fairy and make that a reality for lots of gay people. And try to move to Seattle. I'm not going to say I am over the air.
You got to stand up and speak your mind. Johnnyism. Piggy, 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 moneyism. An end to all the needless suffering in this world. An end to all the needless suffering in this world.
This is a very, very, very romantic song about romanticism. This kills me. When love light gets in your eye, you won't be able to see. When that old love light gets in your eye, you will be blinded from what you really feel, blinded to all that's around you. When that old love light gets in your eye, you will sigh a lot, you will cry a lot, you will dream a lot, but you won't eat a lot. When that old love light gets in your eye. That dirty old love light is in my eye again. I'm losing sight of who I am. I must admit you really turned me on. It's the smile in your eyes that I see. Your body's soft and warm, your touch is so nice. I have to giggle when I think of you and me. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. With you ain't always an ice cream cone, but neither is all the time I spend alone. Alone is where I get my strength, so I can share it with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Do, 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 do. Bobby's ring you're wearing? Uh-huh. Must be nice getting picked up on that motorcycle after school. Uh-huh. Well, is he picking up after school today? Uh-uh. Well, when did you meet him? Sunday and my heart stood still to do run, 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 to do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill, to do run, 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 to do run, 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 running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand. His arms around me and we tumble to the ground, and then he says, gee, I do hate to inconvenience you. I know it's late in the evening and I wouldn't ask unless I really needed a hand. But will you, won't ya? Do you, don't ya? Do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Kiss and hug all through the night, oh baby. Do you wanna dance? And we danced and we danced. Romanced and we romanced, and now you know the next time I see my guy. bells will ring and the sun's gonna shine. I'm gonna be his and he's gonna be mine. We're gonna love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you, and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. All right, everybody. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you, baby. Gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. You know, falling in love really is, it's so heavy. When love light gets in your eye, that dirty old love light is in my eye again. I'm losing sight of who I. I lost my heart to the postman. Are down. There's a blanket of gray on the ground. A fertilizer they found struck thousands from the sky. Like a canary in a mine, by its silence gives us a sign. We gotta move while there's still time to keep this land alive. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. I'm gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. It's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. The streets are filled with the light of their anger burning bright. Shouting women, take back the night. Can you feel the power? Sisters, gentle sisters, strong, fighting back, sharing a song. Sing and stand together, and it won't be long till we no longer live in fear. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. Just another straight man caught up in fear. Saw too much power in the hands of a queer. And his violence blew out of control. He fired and cut Harvey Milk down. In our anger, in our pain, we must gather our strength again. This movement doesn't die with a man while we're alive to carry it on. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love. It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. We're gonna tear it down. We're gonna build it up. We're gonna give it all of our faith and our rage. Gonna give it our love.
It's gonna take us a lifetime, but we gotta start sometime. Oh, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. Yes, it's gonna feel so fine when the freedom comes. It's gonna feel so fine when the freedom
Cousteau, who I really respect as a lover of the ocean, reports to us that the plankton in the ocean is dying at a rate that in 30 years, if the pollution doesn't stop, the plankton will be all gone. And what that means to us is that we won't be able to breathe because there won't be any oxygen. So there's a time limit to getting around to cleaning up our mess. It's like soon. My intent's not to bum people out. My intent is to... Yeah. You don't have to stay bum out, because if you bum out deep enough, you'll get in touch with your compassion, and that'll spring you out for new battles, and you'll act. children have lost their way, and I need you to comfort me, to heal the pain within. And I need you to anchor me and rock me deep within your love, and rock me deep in your love. And what are we all ever gonna do? If what they keep telling us is true, hear the great whales crying, is the ocean dying? Hear the great whales crying, is the ocean dying? Just can't understand how we cause you so much pain. And I often wonder how we all drifted so far away. Our ships keep dumping their poison into your water deep. And all those great whales killed by men who rob the life from the sea, the life of you and me. And what are we all ever gonna do? If what they keep telling us is true, hear those great whales crying, is the ocean dying? Hear the great whales crying, is the ocean dying? I'd like to invite you to finish the song with me with a chant that goes like this. Oh, Mother Ocean Love, Ocean Love, Ocean Love. Oh, Mother Ocean Love, Ocean Love, Ocean Love. And oh,
Ocean love, ocean love.
were born, they try to cover our eyes. And they try to tell us all what to see. Yeah. We are discovering that did not work. For we are born to be free. To gay spirits singing in our heart, leading us through these troubled times. To gay spirits moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. When we were born, they tried to put us all in a cage, then tell our bodies what to feel. We have chosen to feel all the truth that our bodies do reveal. The gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. We are no strangers to all the pain that comes with fighting for our love. We are the outlaws in this lovesick land, whose crime has really been to care. But there's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. That old patriarch, we're no longer blind to his ways. You run and tell him we've done stolen all the keys to the prison he has made. Tell him there's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. Sometimes it gets real hard to feel all the joy in the face of all the pain we see. But there is a healing place within our hearts. It's coming alive in you and me. To gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. To gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. To gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. To gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Love, 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 love,
love, love, love, love,
love,
calling us to a time of open love.
Love,
love,
I'm the latent homosexual, I'm the closeted queen.
I'm the sensitive little boy that the bullies treat so mean. I'm the faggot, I'm the fairy,
I wear skirts instead of jeans, and in my left ear I wear an earring. In first grade it was all right for the boys to play with girls, but by third grade, football was how we got our thrills. When they would throw the ball to me, I always missed. I never could explain that it simply hurt my wrist. 'Cause I'm the latent homosexual, and the clown's city queen. I'm the sensitive little boy that the bullies treat so mean. I'm the faggot, I'm the fairy, I wear skirts instead of jeans, and in my left ear I wear an earring. High school was the dating years, but I never had much luck. I had a girlfriend here and there, but I never wanted to. At lunch all the guys would sit and talk about who got who in bed. Well, I would just sit and eat my lunch while singing in my head. I'm the latent homosexual, I'm the closeted queen. I'm the sensitive little boy that the bullies treat so mean. I'm the faggot, I'm the fairy, I wear skirts instead of jeans, and in my left ear I wear an earring. Well, I went away to college, no more mom and no more dad. Finding out just who I was the only task I had. One night this guy made a pass at me after we had had a lot to drink. He said, "Do you want to come to my place?" I had to stop and think, do I risk my family finding out that their little boy is a queer? And so I hesitated, and then said, hell yes, and drank another beer. 'Cause I'm the latent homosexual, I'm the closeted queen. I'm the sensitive little boy that the bullies treat so mean. I'm the faggot, I'm the fairy, I wear skirts instead of jeans, and in my left ear, and in my right ear, and in my nose, I wear an earring.
Like it's taken us forever to make it to this place, to cross the desert that is our world and create some faggot space. Oh, they try to make it hard for us to know the beauty that we are. We struggle oceans full of pain to share our spirit beneath these stars. And the moon says, come inside, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting all your life. Come inside, here is a place for you, full of magic and delight. And faggot brothers of the moon, dancing around in a nice circle. This crazy love that twirls us round and round. Right. If you'd like to sing along, I'll do it again so you can learn it. Faggot brothers of the moon, dancing round in a night circle. This crazy love that twirls us round and round sets us right. A little trick there. Close your eyes, you can hear the sound. You can feel the whole world moan. Suffering still neath the fist of machine. And dropping their manhood, we have sprouted our wings. We can reach the place beyond. And gentle beauty, where the sound of a running stream, where the goddess in our heart does sing. And she says, come inside, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting all your life. Come inside, here's a place for you, full of magic and delight. The faggot brothers of the moon, dancing around in a night circle, the crazy love that twirls us round and round, sets us right. We are outlaws, we are witches, we are fairies flying free. We are signs of a new age, coming in on the wings of sweet effeminacy. We are healers, we are magicians, we can turn our pain to joy. Though they fear us and attack us, still we can turn their fear to love. 'Cause love says, come inside, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting all your life. Come inside, here's a place for you, full of magic and delight. And faggot brothers of the moon, dancing around in a night circle, the crazy love that twirls us round and round, sets us right. Come inside, I've been waiting for you. You've been waiting all your life. Come inside, here is a place for you, full of magic and delight. And faggot brothers of the moon, dancing around in a night circle, this crazy love that twirls us around and round, sets us right. And faggot brothers of the moon, dancing around in a night circle, this crazy love that twirls us around and round, sets us right. The faggot brothers of the moon, dancing round in a night circle, this crazy love that twirls us round and round, sets us right.
Dream vision, we got to sing out terror. Thousands of lives are on the line. Well, when one life is threatened, so is yours and mine. So sing out against nuclear fission. Sing out against this death dream vision. We've got to sing out for the sun up above. Sing out, sing out. We've got to sing out against nuclear fission. Sing out against this death dream vision. We've got to sing out for the sun up above. Sing out, sing, sing out, yes, for love. There is strength, strength in these hands. Writing, creating new melody. There is strength, strength in these hands. Caressing, sharing sensitivity. And there is strength, strength in these hands. Giving, bringing laughter, and there is strength, strength in these hands. Striving, working for what we're after, and there is strength, strength in your hands. Defending, defending what is right. There is strength, strength in your hands. Taking, taking back the night. And there is strength, strength in your hands. Healing, healing with ritual. And there is strength, strength in your hands. And there is strength, strength in our hands. Searching, searching for solutions. And there is strength, strength in our hands. Building, building revolution.
I'd like to thank Charlie Murphy and Chris Tanner and the Fruit Punch Collective at KPFA FM in Berkeley. I'm Steve O'Neill for Ravenshead Communications.